We heard, now is the time. Here comes God's kingdom. Change your hearts and lives and trust this good news. That is Mark's summary of Jesus' message. Mark, as we know, is very short in all what he says. And he encapsulates the core message of Jesus in these words. First, now is the time, the kairos, this pregnant, grace-filled moment in history. Now is the time. The time for what? God's kingdom is here. God's kingdom, God's realm is at hand, not only in the future, but here and now. And thus, the invitation is, metanoia, change your hearts and your minds. Change your whole life. Turn and reorient our lives. Towards what? Trust. Trust this good news. Before Jesus proclaimed these words, before he arrived at this summary of his teaching, he had experienced two important things. He was baptized by John in the Jordan, and then he was initiated. He traversed the ordeals of 40 days in the desert, in the wilderness. As we began the season of Lent, we are invited to follow in those same footsteps in this season. We're invited to follow Jesus in this 40 days of Lent. Traditionally, many people have thought of Lent as, what do I have to give up, right? And every time Lent comes around, what are you giving up? And it's part of it, but I think it just leaves in the surface. For those of us who come from the Roman Catholic tradition, it's a big deal. Not eat meat on Fridays. But that can leave just a very superficial of understanding what Lent means. And I invite you, let us all go a little bit deeper this journey of Lent. I believe that the main goal of Lent is a period of intense spiritual work. Intense spiritual work for what? To transform our hearts. What Jesus proclaimed, change your hearts and lives. And the purpose is that on Easter night, on Easter day, we may appear as transformed, renewed human beings, more open and more compassionate and more dispassionate, meaning we're not torn like the wind here and there by different passions, to be more humble, more caring and loving, more peaceful and peacemakers, more centered, more alive to the beauty and the pain around us and within us. All of you know that I talk a lot about transformation in my sermons, and I repeat it because at the end of the day, that's what really counts. We can come to church for many reasons, but at the end of the day, the most important one is what Jesus said, metanoia, change our hearts. If we come and we're not transformed, we're wasting our time. Jesus invites us today on this first Sunday of Lent to embark on this process of transformation. Those of you who were with us on Ash Wednesday, we heard the gospel of Matthew chapter 6. And in that gospel, Jesus mentions three spiritual practices: almsgiving, giving offerings to the poor. Second, prayer, communicating with God. And the third, fasting, abstaining from food. But Jesus warns in that gospel against the temptation of doing all of that simply for what? Showing off. Any spiritual practice can be corrupted. And Jesus was very attentive to that. He says, any spiritual practice, praying, almsgiving, fasting, coming to church, all of it, if we don't go deeper, can be simply a showing off thing. And it doesn't touch the core of our lives. And Jesus invited us to reconsider our spiritual practices over and over again, so that they really assist us, help us in this process of transformation. As I see this practice, these spiritual practices, the goal of them all is to reconnect. Reconnection. And I think that's one of the meanings, ancient meanings of the word religion. I don't know if you heard it sometimes, but religion, the origin of the word, they think it meant to reconnect, religare, to reconnect. To reconnect with the created world around us, to reconnect with our own self, our true self, to reconnect with others, especially the poor, and of course, to reconnect with the ultimate ground and source of everything, God. Jesus invited us by fasting, as I understand it, when we abstain from something. What Jesus was really inviting us through fasting is, how do we consume things? Why do we consume things? Not only what we consume through our mouths, food, but what we see, what we hear, what we smell, what we touch. Jesus invited us, how do we consume? How do we relate to the natural world? How do we relate to the things we put in our mouths and we eat? Our relationship with food, but also what we watch on TV, what we read, all of that. And we can decide, I need to abstain from something, but I invite you to think of it the other way. Maybe it's to pick up something. Maybe it could be this season of Lent. I'm going to go every day in a little walk or a long walk and allow nature to speak to me, to absorb to my eyes or ears, smells, open to the beauty that surrounds me, especially for those of us who live on Orcas. So I invite you to think outside the box. What would fasting look to you this Lenten season? The second practice is prayer. Transforming hearts and minds is not an easy task. Jesus knew that. And he knew that we needed to reconnect with God through prayer. What is prayer? One of my favorite ways of defining it is this one. To pray is to stand with the mind and the heart before God, and to go on standing before God unceasingly, day and night, until the end of life. It's a beautiful, for me at least, beautiful definition of what prayer is. It's not about words or using this formula or that formula. Prayer is simply standing with my whole heart, with my whole mind, before God, and to keep on standing day in and day out, all the days of my life until the end. Prayer then is a permanent state of awareness of the divine that is around us and within us. And that awareness, little by little, will transform us more and more in the image of God. The goal is to be divinized, to become like God. And the third practice that Jesus invites us is almsgiving, offerings, where we address our relationship with others, in this particular, those who are in need or suffering. It is to recognize our wealth, our privilege. It is to recognize what we have is not ours, and that we are invited to share so that no one suffers from hardship, pain, poverty. The invitation is to recognize what we have and to share it with all. This transformation by fasting, our relationship with the material world and our own needs, through prayer, our relationship with God, and by almsgiving, our relationship with others, and especially with those who are poor, is the invitation during this season of Lent. We will be hearing a lot about sin and confession. We just heard it, right? We had the long Ten Commandments. For many, I recognize sin is a word that has a lot of baggage, and it can become charged with ideas of spiritual manipulation and coercion, of unhealthy self-loathing and scrupulosity. That is not what the word sin is supposed to mean. The primary meaning of the word sin, I like this definition, Sin is simply a failure, or more specifically, a failure to hit the mark. And so missing the mark, or going astray, or ultimately, it's a failure to achieve the purpose for which one is created. Again, sin, and I like that, keep that one in mind, is a failure to achieve the purpose for which one is created. So next time you hear the word sin, understand it that way. It is a failure to be who we truly are, what God invited us to be. So as we hear in the season of Lent the word sin, let us hear it in this way. I think a more acute danger we have in our society, especially the United States, is the opposite of sin. In our American society, we see it from our politicians downward. There's no failure. Fear of weakness. I do not want to acknowledge my mistakes. I don't do anything wrong. I'm perfect just as I am. And that is probably even more dangerous than the other one, when you focus too much on sin. Because if we cannot even recognize what our growth, our areas of growth are, we're into deep trouble. So I think it's always the middle ground. Sin, not one side of too much focus on it or less focus on it, but in the middle ground. Recognize our failure to achieve the purpose for which I was created as an image of God. So dear fellow parishioners, friends of Emmanuel, let us make this Lent of 2021, in the midst of this COVID-19 pandemic, of the pandemic of white supremacy in our nation, let us make a renewed commitment to our spiritual path. And may we be able to meet on Easter morning, renewed and transformed evermore in the image of God. Peace and blessings on this Lenten journey. Amen.
Amen.